This third wave of the pandemic is pushing our hospital system to the absolute limits. Latest figures from yesterday saw 1,930 COVID patients in hospital, 214 of them in intensive care, and another 436 COVID patients are receiving critical care treatment outside of ICU. Our hospitals have never witnessed anything like these numbers before, and according to Paul Reid of the HSE, he expects them to rise in the coming days. Individually, hospitals are doing everything they can to create space for patients and have enough staff to treat them. Over the weekend, Cork University Hospital put out an appeal to its staff to redeploy to its intensive care unit in order to deal with the surge. We are joined this morning by Dr. Orla Healy, who is Chief Operations Officer for South Southwest Hospital Group, which covers 10 hospitals in the region. Dr. Healy, good morning.
Good morning, Audrey. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you're very welcome. What was the picture in Cork University Hospital that led to this call going out over the weekend?
Well, at the outset, it's been exceptionally busy across all of the hospitals in the group. We had 420 COVID-positive patients in-house yesterday, with 40 in ICU. But CUH, as the largest and the busiest of the hospital, was under particular pressure. And it is acknowledged that it would have started at a relatively low number of ICU beds, given the size of the hospital and the range of ICU-dependent specialties there. And it's a hospital that would have struggled to recruit nurses even in the pre-COVID era. So the pandemic has put particular pressure on the system, and it's a combination of the numbers of very ill patients requiring critical care, and also the number of staff who are absent due to COVID-related illness. So yesterday there would have been 150 nurses out because of COVID-related absence, and 13 of those were ICU nurses. Now, while there would have been more ICU nurses absent in recent weeks, they've returned to work, and all other ICU trained staff have been redeployed to the unit in recent weeks. But on Friday, we needed to open an additional 3 beds in the unit. So at that point, we asked the multidisciplinary team to redeploy to the unit. And the response to that request has been quite overwhelming. Over 70 doctors and nurses from across the hospital and outside the hospital, including GPs and staff from other hospitals, have been rostered for duty. So there is a roster in place now for the next 10 days to cover the unit. As regards numbers in the hospital requiring critical care, yesterday we had 23 patients in need of critical care. 18 of those were on the COVID ICU and 5 were in the general ICU, because we do need to maintain non-COVID care also at this time.
And do you have any patients, Dr. Healy, outside of ICU who require critical care, who require assistance to breathe?
Yes. Yesterday evening, there were 6 patients on non-invasive ventilation outside of the critical care unit who were being reviewed on a daily basis by the critical care team. We've also been transferring patients from our Model 2 hospital. For instance, our retrieval service transferred 12 patients into CUH since the start of December. And we are transferring patients out to other critical care units. For instance, we've transferred patients to Kerry this weekend.
You're painting a picture of intolerable pressure on your system, on your staff. And I just wonder, is that sustainable if numbers continue to rise over the coming days?
The situation is being managed, and the rosters are staffed. We have beds and we have equipment. We have ICU staff. The preference would be to have qualified ICU nurses at appropriate ratios, one per bed. Clearly, we're at a stage where that's not possible. However, staff are working in tandem with and under the supervision of ICU qualified staff. However, we are dependent on the decreases that we're seeing in the community to be sustained in the coming weeks, because a proportion, patients are admitted to ICU, they stay in the ICU for long periods of time, and the patients who are getting sick now and who've acquired COVID in the last 2 weeks, a proportion of those patients will end up in hospital and in ICU as well. So while the situation is stable, it is under pressure, and we are dependent on the wider rates in the community, that decrease being sustained.
Mm-hmm. And what about vaccinations and your staff, Dr. Healy? Because Cork University Hospital was one of the first group of four hospitals who got the vaccine on the first day back in December. How many of your staff have been vaccinated since then?
We are fortunate to have vaccinated a high proportion of our staff. It was site-based vaccination program commencing in the acute hospitals. So we vaccinated in accordance with HSE protocols, prioritising frontline staff and then working out towards the rest of the site. And as one of your earlier contributors commented, virtually everybody on the acute hospital site is frontline at this stage, and with the rate of redeployment to across the hospitals, everybody is potentially in contact. So we conducted that. We vaccinated our frontline workers, so the majority of them would have been vaccinated at this stage, bar those who were unavailable at the time for one reason or another. However, it is an integrated vaccination programme, and it is a programme that we aim to deliver across the hospital and community, and we are working in partnership with our colleagues in the community. We deployed staff to a nursing home in crisis yesterday, and we admitted patients from that nursing home to three of our hospitals over the weekend. So there are frontline staff across the community who have yet to be vaccinated. However, we are in a fortunate position that many of our frontline staff in the hospital have been vaccinated. I should also mention, Audrey, that other hospitals are facing similar pressure, and similar efforts have been made in our other hospitals amongst the multidisciplinary team to put their shoulder to the wheel, as it were. So health and social care professionals in Waterford came volunteered for duty last weekend and undertook tasks like feeding patients and general multitask attendant duties, and the medical team, surgical non-consultant doctor staff and consultants were on site yesterday to do similar work. So staff are making extraordinary efforts across all disciplines and across all sites in hospitals and the community.
They certainly are, and we are grateful to them, and we wish you and them well in the days ahead. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Dr. Orla Healy, who is Chief Operations Officer for the South Southwest Hospital Group. It's 8:21.